I know, I just know that you will want to know about the story, the life story about this guy. He is courageous, enthusiastic, heroic, and a tremendous headache for the other soccer players, the other footballers, the other players.
I swear the moon is blood red.
His name. Can you guess his name?
Lewandowski to equal the record. Robert Lewandowski is now a legend.
Oh, he keeps doing it time after time after time.
Robert Lewandowski.
We will learn about his family, his parents, his life story, and an alleged relationship with Adolf Hitler. You will want to stay tuned to every second of this episode, because Robert Lewandowski, ladies and gentlemen, is the guest, the main star for this episode, Robert Lewandowski. You keep this name in your brain, because this guy deserves it.
I can't leave you running around with 3, 4, 5 other guys.
We will talk about the awards, the nominations, the almost awards. You know what I'm talking about. Ballon d'Or, you know. This guy is the name you want to listen when he scores goals. Is like no other you have seen before. He's like an alien who scores hundreds of goals. I am a true fan of
Lewandowski for 3. Lewandowski, the man of the moment. Robert Lewandowski.
Robert Lewandowski, the man of the moment. You heard it. And you know the fun facts, the curiosities that I have for you. Just keep listening. You'll love it.
Yeah, you little girl. Thought you could skip town on me.
This is Art in Heart, the podcast. And I'm your host, Sylvia DeSantis. Welcome.
But I hope you know I got some family. Yeah, I got someone looking for you, baby. Yeah, I'm gonna be coming right there. Oh, look, 'cause you're me, woman. You're me, bad girl.
Lewandowski is now a legend. He keeps doing it time after time after time. Lewandowski to open his account for the season. And you'd have put your house on him scoring that. Gets the ball now, gets the chance to set up another one. This time, no! What a save from Schwolo! They haven't cleared it! Lewandowski does for Bayern. That's a good ball. Richards slots it back through.
I got a heart.
And finds it.
I got a heart as cold as stone. I'm gonna look for you, baby. I'm gonna find you all.
So now, from Pavard, that's good.
And I'm gonna take you there.
Lewandowski for three. Lewandowski, the man of the moment.
Cause you just a big
Robert Lewandowski.
Always running around. Yeah, you the big girl. Yeah, you're a bad girl about to break my heart.
Born in August 1988, 21st of August, to be precise. A Polish professional footballer who plays as a striker for Bundesliga club Bayern Munich, one of the teams you must watch if you love football, of course. If you love soccer, I won't get into that because I already did with Zlatan Ibrahimovic in my first episode with these stars of football. My first episode was about Zlatan Ibrahimovic, but today the story is another story. It's a Polish. Wow, this guy, I've seen him do miracles on the field. And he is a headache for the other players, for the other teams when he starts scoring. Look out, ladies and gentlemen. Brace yourselves. Robert Lewandowski is here to take the awards sooner or later.
You gotta search within you. Try to find that inner strength and just pull that shit out of you and get that motivation to not give up and not be a quitter. No matter how bad you wanna just fall flat on your face.
So I collapse, I'm spilling these raps long as you feel them. To the day that I drop, you'll never say that I'm not killing them. Cause when I am not, then I'ma stop pinning them. And I am not hip-hop, and I'm just not Eminem. Subliminal thoughts when I'ma stop spinning them. Women are
born, you wear it, spinning them. And Müller here, Peter Lewandowski, took on the shots and scores another one.
Sender there again after the pass from Müller, and this is Lewandowski, and you know the outcome.
So to the spirit of God lives in us. You hear it a lot, lyrics to shock. Is it a miracle or am I just product of pop? Listen up, this is my whistle, this is the plot. Listen up, you piss us for God's little does not give a fuck.
Waiting for it.
Header from Lewandowski. Oh, that's a gorgeous header from Robert Lewandowski.
I'm a whip this shit. You're my phone.
Music is like magic. There's a certain feeling you get when you reel and you spit, and people are feeling your shit. This is your moment, and every single minute you spend trying to hold on to it, cause you may never get it again. So while you're in it, try to get as much shit as you can, and when your run is over, just
he is renowned. He is the captain of the Poland national team. as you already know if you're a fan. He is renowned for his positioning, technique, and finishing. Oh, his finishing. In football, that means the key, everything. And I love football. I love soccer. I played soccer. So I know what is finishing, the meaning of it. And he's widely regarded as one of the best strikers in the world and one of the best players in the Bundesliga history. He has scored over 500 senior career goals for club and country. Poland, you already know, Robert Lewandowski. I sure hope I pronunciate all the names correctly throughout this episode, because these are Polish names, you know, German and so many players I'll talk about because of Robert Lewandowski, but mainly the star is Robert Lewandowski, ladies and gentlemen, and he deserves to be the star. Even if he doesn't win the awards, he's nominated this year. You know, I'm his fan. I'm one of his biggest fans. And surely he will win something. Ballon d'Or, Laureus, the best FIFA player. You know, I'll talk about that. And you listen at the beginning of the episode. Adolf Hitler, what's up with that? He is related to Adolf Hitler. Did you know that? I'm going to talk about that in a nutshell. I'll give you the history of this Polish footballer of Warsaw origin. And I'll begin with his early days when he became famous within the game of football. You guys, you're gonna love it. By the way, playing was Eminem, Till I Collapse. I love Eminem. Who doesn't?
Smashes home just before the halftime whistle. It's the challenge.
This is my city. My all family live here, all friends live here, and all the time when I come back to Warsaw, I feel very good also, because, you know, if you are in your city 4, 5, 6 times in the year, it's not too much, you know, and you don't have so many times to meet with everyone, but all the time when I come back, I feel good, because I know that I'm playing for national team also, for the amazing fans and in the amazing stadium. That is, for me, I'm very proud to playing for Poland, for national team, and also to spend time in my city.
Robert, you talked about growing up in a town close here in Warsaw, and you came from a sporting family.
One last mammoth effort from Leverkusen to take all 3 points, but they need to be careful not to let Bayern in, not to let Lewandowski have a shot, and Lewandowski score and break Leverkusen's hearts! They did it to themselves!
And here he is, the best footballer on the planet, Lewandowski, to make it 4-2 Bayern. The chase on for Thomas Müller, hitting the byline. And Lewandowski!
It's Lewandowski! He is inevitable! He is relentless!
Running room here for Gnabry. Bayern tried to carry the game to Freiburg early on.
The man of the moment, Robert Lewandowski. It's Lewandowski. It's always Lewandowski.
Leon Goretzka. Goretzka for Lewandowski, took it well, hit it well, and scores fantastically.
Yes, everyone knows he was surely be crowned World Player of the Year in 2020, if not for COVID-19 coronavirus.
And you know the outcome.
About his goal scoring abilities, but only a few fans consider Robert Lewandowski biography story, which is quite interesting. Now, without further adieu. Let's begin.
Little turn. Sancho was aware of it, though. Waiting for it. Header from Lewandowski.
Problems in my chest. My heart feels cold as ice, but it's anybody's guess. Doctor, can you help me? 'Cause I don't feel right. Better make it fast before I change my mind. Doctor, can you help me? 'Cause I don't feel right.
4 or 5 years that football will be my passion, my job, you know. But of course, when I was young, I saw what my parents did, what they do, because also they are, my mother is still the physical education teacher. They teach me also.
Something don't feel right. Something don't feel right.
Was born on August 21st, 1988, in Warsaw, capital of Poland, by Krzysztof Lewandowski, his father, and his mother, Iwona Lewandowska. He was born into a family of practicing Catholic, and you know, he is a Catholic, and he met Pope Francis in October 2014 when Bayern de Munich visited Vatican City following a 7-1 win over AS Roma in the UEFA Champions League. So he went with his team and he met Pope Francis. And, you know, he is a Catholic, and it was born into a family practicing Catholic, and, you know, he spent the first years of his childhood life in nearby Lesno, Western Poland. As biographia put it, Levy, someone called him, and the name stuck. Levy, from Lewandowski, of course, the short name. Levy was destined to become a sportsman from the very day he was born. Just like Leroy Sane, he was born into sports. Ideally, all members of Robert Lewandowski family are sports stars.
What if I to say goodbye, leave it all, leave it all behind? What if time was on your side?
Lewandowski's father gave him the name Robert to make it easier for him when moving abroad as a professional footballer. He's a visionary. His father is very visionary because he knew his son would become one of the greatest footballers of all times. So Christoph Lewandowski, Lewandowski's father, Christoph, died in 2005, was a Polish judo champion in the second division, and also played, he was a Polish judo champion, and also played football for Hutnik Warsaw in the second division. That's what it's going to say in the first place. His mother, Ivona, is a former volleyball player for AZS Warsaw and later vice president of Partizan Lesno. His sister, Milena, also plays volleyball and has represented the U under 21, it's better to say like that, under 21 national team. And he has quite a sportive family. His mother was really an active volleyball player in the first league academic sports association. I don't want to get it wrong. Warsaw, where has his father, Christoph, a former judoist, was a successful player at the Hutnik Warsaw Football Club. No wonder that with such pronounced examples on both sides of the family, young Robert followed the trail already blazed by his own parents. He had tried various sports in his life throughout his teenage years, but without a doubt, he felt best with a ball at his feet and had a record of success as a kid.
It's the challenge. Walter gets round inside him. There's a chance for Lewandowski, and that's all that Lewandowski needs.
His father, having realized his son's passion, used to take his little boy to Partizan Lesno training sessions. At the age of 9, he commenced his training at Varsovia Warsaw. Warsaw, how do you say it? I don't know. It's a tricky name. Heart hammock, sand without a leaf of grass, clouds of dust limiting visibility, unheated old barracks with unsealed windows instead of changing rooms. These were the conditions in which the great talent of Robert Lewandowski started to germinate. Not the best conditions, I might add. It's safe to say that now your secrets are. I push and pull before they weed me out. I wouldn't even try to put you in your place. Good Lord, I got more than I can take. Do you get to decide? Again, his father Christoph dreamt that one day he would see his son playing for the club from Lazienkowska Street. Sadly, due to a cruel twist of fate, he didn't even get to see his son's first senior game. His father, Christoph Lewandowski, passed away in 2005 before seeing his son conquering, you know, the first game. His own father couldn't see the first game of such a adventurous player, such a, I don't, how do you say, a good adjective for this guy. He's passionate, he's vivacious, ardent, excited to score each goal in every game. If he can score 10 goals or 20 goals, it is his goal, main goal, to do that in each game he plays. So I'm really sad that his own father didn't get to see the first game of his own son, Robert Lewandowski. It's pretty sad to know that.
Was playing volleyball, and my mother also, and that was for me. I like it, playing these sports, but I know it, that is not for me, because I know it, if I want to play in volleyball, I have to be like 2 meters, and I know it, that will be difficult. But the last time I saw the pictures when I was, I think so, 4 years old, and I saw me already with the ball, with football ball, and I think so that maybe the football choose me, not me choose the football, and that's why now I'm playing football. You know how we do it.
Chilling with the homies, smelling a bud, double park, then I'm talking to Dub about who got a plan, who got a plot, who got. And who got shot? Cause everybody knows that he got the info. Crazy tunes hanging out the window. Fool, I got them bomb ass tapes. The lynch mob, Planet of the Apes. I'm down with eight, and what's up?
I believe his own father would be very proud of Robert Lewandowski's career so far, because he's devoted to his family, to his team, Bayern de Munich, one of my favorite teams to watch in Champions League, and you know, etc. And they play a football of genius. And I'll talk about a little bit more how Robert had to grow up really fast after his dad's passing. The family tragedy forced Robert Lewandowski, Redford is on my mind because of another episode, so to man up very early. Enrique Mkhitaryan also witnessed the same fate after the death of his hero father, his own father. So many players witnessed,
and I knew it, that I have to grow up very quickly, because I was only one man in my family, because my sister, my mother, you know, I know it, that they need my help, maybe not now, but maybe in the future, in 2-3 years later. And I knew it, that I have to now, I cannot be like, okay, the world is disaster and I can do this. No, I know it, that I have to push myself and trying to be, to growing quickly up. And that's why from this day, when I know that my father is not anymore with us, that will be difficult, but I know that I have to be, stay strong and try to help my family. after this situation, also the another situation in my life, I was like the guy who was very close. And maybe because of this memory, this situation, what's happened in my life. But later I knew that I have to be open like a person. And that's what's happening when my daughter coming. Now I am more open in person for world, for the another people. Now I am the stronger person, yeah, for sure.
When you started playing football and you were playing at the clubs in Warsaw.
Chilling with the homies, smelling the bud. Double park, then I'm talking to Dub about who got a plan, who got a plot, who got, and who got shot. Cause everybody knows that he got the info. Crazy tunes hanging out the window. Foo, I got them bomb ass tapes. The lynch mob, Planet of the Apes. I'm down with eight, and what's up? Solo, they got nuts. When I see you out of sentence,
it's such a pleasant thing to see when we see him play. I know you agree with me on that.
He gets no love, and I thought you knew it. Fool, you know how we do it.
Despite his still very young age, wanting to lessen his mother's financial burden, he decided to leave his family home after the passing of his dad, of his father, and moved in with his sister in Warsaw. Both siblings, the sister and brother, Robert Lewandowski, managed whatever little money he earned at that time on Delta Football Club to pay the rent, you know, to live with his own sister after their father's death. Sadly, I'm still thinking about the situation that the father of Robert Lewandowski never got to see his own son be a star in football. That is a shame. But then again, we know about these stories, compelling stories, about other football players, footballers that have the same story of Robert Lewandowski. These guys, they come to see their career, you know, take a fantastic turn in their life and their lives, and their father is not there to see it, only from the sky, only from heaven, you know. Robert Lewandowski, he's not the only player who has this sad story to tell, unfortunately. We know that.
Just a roller coaster.
following a few decent games and 4 scored goals. He got noticed by the Legia Warsaw scouts, taking the fall in the season of 2005 or 2005-2006. Lewandowski was a legitimate player for the fourth tier reserves of the notorious Polish champion as a on one year contract. His aim, his goal was to enter the primary squad as soon as possible. He made a very good impression as a reserve player, which didn't escape the attention of his coach and football pundits. What was on his mind? I'll tell you, his own father. He wanted to make his father and mother, but his father had just passed away, so he wanted to conquer that dream they dreamed together. Him as a kid, as a child growing up, listening to his father telling him he dreamt for him a big career, a huge career as a footballer someday. He was trying, so the young striker Lewandowski attended a training camp in Ronki together with the first team with a view to prove his worth. Unfortunately, that was a bit of bad luck. At that time, young Levy took the fall. He ended up with a terrible injury very, very early on his career with the club and was unable to demonstrate his full potential. Well, he suffered. He suffered like so many other players at their young careers. But as for Levy, there now was no chance for him to count on joining the Polish top league. Ekstraklasa is the name. Couldn't be harder name than this. His backup plan of escaping to other lower clubs failed. No one wanted him. Did you listen to this? No one wanted Robert Lewandowski on their team. Legia, rather unexpectedly and with no forewarning or explanation, therefore, decided not to extend Robert's contract. We get it. He wasn't the player they thought he would be. Oh, but he was. He just had a bad luck, an injury, all of a sudden. Behold, a short-lived career came to a standstill. This was the unfulfilled dream of Robert Lewandowski. Having been rejected by Legia, Robert was left stranded. But his story doesn't end here, you know that.
New day.
pressure, like the song says, by the band War on Drugs, under the pressure. This kid, imagine a young boy, Robert Lewandowski, stranded, no club wanted him. He belonged to no club at all. And he had no access to a proper training base. Fortunately, just in time, his mother came to his rescue, making all possible efforts to make her son's dreams come true. They knew, this family knew, it was Krzysztofski's dream to see his son to be an amazing footballer someday. So his mother saw her son left in the stranded. You know, he belonged to no one. No club wanted Robert Lewandowski. What a crime. What am I saying? No club wanted this man, this diligent player. He's such a talented player. But yeah, no one wanted him because of a bad luck, an injury. So in the summer of 2006, just a year passed from his father's passing, young Levy recovered from his injury, gladly, thank God. He was lucky enough to be snapped by Sniks Pruszka, did I say it right, who took risk despite reports that said he was still injury prone. Let us talk about this a bit, shall we? So this guy, hears so many reports about Robert Lewandowski's injury, how he is not prone to recover in time, just in time. So this guy ignores all of it, all of the bad reports from the doctors. And what does he do? So this song is so good for this moment. Under the Pressure is the name of the song you're listening to. What a great song.
Corner for Bayern. It breaks for Lewandowski. There is his goal. 32 for the season for Lewandowski.
Back to the corner taker, Gnabry. And just like that, Robert Lewandowski pounces.
Take a look around me. Taking pages from a magazine. Been looking for the answers ever since we were 17. You know the truth can be a weapon.
I won't even try to be ambitious and try and say this name of this angel. This angel that appeared in Robert Lewandowski's life at the right time, in the right place. But I'll try. Sniks Pruszka. He took a risk. when everyone said, "Oh, don't take this boy, he's injured. His career is over before it started." But he ignored. So therefore, Levy started a dynamic climb towards football tops. Ever since, he led his team to winning the Polish Third League after scoring 15 goals, which led him to be the league's top scorer. He knew this guy, Proszka, is his name. He was his angel, who gave him a chance to prove to the others who rejected Robert Lewandowski that he would be one of the best in the history of football, of soccer history. Levy's team gained promotion to Polish top league flight through his efforts. He soon started scoring above 20 goals per season. Who does that? Only the best ones, right? It's about to be legendary. Yeah, we're gonna be legends. Gonna teach them all a lesson. Got this feeling in our souls we carry. It's about to be legendary. Eventually they're gonna know who's right. To make a stand, you've got to win the fight. Just the afterlife, or you might never make it out alive. You gotta live without a compromise. Let everybody hear your battle cry. He took the opportunity to rejoining his old club Legia after they begged. Let me take off this song for just a second. They begged Robert Lewandowski for forgiveness after they mistreated this guy, this amazing guy. Robert Lewandowski was rejected by Legia. Then some guy gave him a chance, you know, and Legia came to ask for forgiveness to Robert Lewandowski. This was a legendary moment, I bet. You know, Legia begged for forgiveness, and again, after looking through a pile of offers and never-ending negotiations, yeah, all of a sudden, everyone wanted Robert Lewandowski. Lewandowski decided on playing for Borussia Dortmund, with whom he signed a 4-year contract. So this is the rising to a global fame. As you are listening, the season of 2011-2012 proved to be a moment of great breakthrough, and a breakthrough that many footballers who dream of a distinguished career would like to experience. Initially, there had been no signs indicating that Lewandowski's career at Signal Iduna Park was going to change. The situation turned around with Lucas Barrios' injury at Copa America and Jurgen Klopp. This guy is pretty good trainer. You know, this coach is really good. One of my favorites to watch. Jurgen Klopp handedly picked Lewandowski to fill the vacancy. Well, we thank these guys who helped Lewandowski at a certain point in his life. So we get to see this guy play. And what a pleasant thing. what an enjoyable thing it is to see this guy play football, you know? He's a legend. He's a true legend. We all know that. And I'm really happy that that team who rejected him begged him for forgiveness. So, you know, Robert Lewandowski's rise to fame that denotes his journey to FC Bayern de Munich. Let's enter in his family life, shall we? It is quite interesting also, I may add.
Born in Warsaw, but I'm growing up in the small city next to Warsaw, like 30 kilometers from Warsaw. But this is my city. My whole family live here, all friends live here, and all the time when I come back to Warsaw, I feel very good also, because, you know, if you are in your city 4, 5, 6 times in the year, it's not too much, you know, and you don't have so many times to meet with everyone, but all the time when I come back, I feel good, because I know that.
I've been trying to call. I've been on my own for long enough. Maybe you could show me how to love. Maybe I'm going through withdrawals. You don't even have to do too much. You can turn me on just a touch, baby. Since city's cold and empty, no one's around to touch me. Can't see clearly when you're gone. And I said, ooh, I'm blinded by the lies. No, I can't sleep until I feel your touch. And I said, ooh.
Behind a successful striker, there is a glamorous woman. Always a great woman. Beside a man, a great man. So, Robert Lewandowski's wife is Anna Lewandowska. She is a Polish athlete, a graduate of the Academy of Physical Education in Warsaw. She is also a specialist in nutrition, karate, and finally, a representative of the Poland in traditional karate. As at the time of writing, she writes as well, both had their wedding in 2013, which was his breakthrough year. Levy's love for Anna Lewandowska is pronounced, well pronounced, and worthy of emulation by many of his fans and even footballers. The likes of Marcus Rashford, Roberto Firmino, and Juan Mata, who is known to have very decent relationships. Both Levy and Anna are always seen stuck together. It is pertinent to note that Robert Lewandowski's wife, Anna Lewandowska, has a bronze medal in the karate category at the 2009 World Championships. Robert Lewandowski, on the 7th of December of 2016, announced that his wife was pregnant with a pregnant belly goal celebration, as many other footballers do when their wives are pregnant. They do that pregnant belly with the ball inside the shirt, you know. And the Polish frontman later felt wonderful after posting a heartwarming photo of him and his newborn daughter, Clara. You know, his wife. He's quite a sportswoman, having won the bronze medal at the 2009 Karate World Cup. They married on 22nd of June. June is a great month. June. And it's my month, my birthday month. My birthday is 19th of June. They married each other at 22nd June 2013. And it was in the Church of the Annunciation of the Blessed Virgin Mary in Surak. They have two daughters together. Clara, born on 4th of May, or May 4th, 2017. And a special name to May, Laura. Laura, born on 6th of May, 2020. Laura is just a cutie. She's so small still, small baby, having been born in 2020. So, Lewandowski, it's quite a romantic guy, but you know, he is quite a family man also, with his family, with his own family. Let's talk about that in just a few minutes, okay?
I've been around for a while now. Not sure if I have much left to prove. Yeah, I do. I look at me now, I'm thinking, damn. How proud of me I am. What I did is nothing to sneeze at. Even if your allergies are bad, I'm up in the balcony in France. I look around, I see the fans. How they surround me in the stands. Probably could drown in a sea of hands. They're hollering shade, yelling it out to me. And that's what I mean when I say that one day, some way, somehow, if I get the chance to get a crowd, I flip it around and have a crowd give me the chance. I've done it all, man, but in actuality I haven't yet.
Where am I supposed to go from here? Okay. Really, I have no idea. All I know is every time I think I hit my ceiling, I go higher than I've ever fucking been. Where am I supposed to go from here? Okay. Really, I have no idea. All I know is every time I think I hit my ceiling, I go higher than I've ever fucking been.
Got no time for no haters in this bitch. Or toleration for the shit, but like medication, my dedication in the time it takes to do.
As I was saying, Robert Lewandowski's family is a family made of football, volleyball, martial arts, and judo stars, besides his own family with Anna Lewandowski, of course. I'm talking about his family, his blood family. Now, let's start from the late head of the family. Sorry, I'm a bit rusty. Levy was enjoyed years of close relationship with his dad when he was alive. And apart from teaching him the necessary antics in soccer, Christoph Lewandowski also finds time to play local hand games with Levy. Everyone was special in his eyes, including Levy's sister, Milena Lewandowski. They would both take turns to lie in his arms when watch their favorite children TV program on the TV, you know? And it is so unfortunate they lost him while as kids. Milena and Robert Lewandowski lost their father in 2005, as I told you before.
He spent his entire life studying and training. But later I knew that I have to be open like a person, and that's what's happening when my daughter coming. I am more open in person for world, for the another people. I am the stronger person, yeah, for sure.
When you started playing football and you were playing at the clubs in Warsaw,
but even with the life of preparation, will it be enough for his next battle?
Robert,
it's
I'm
one
sorry,
thing to conquer your competition. It's another to conquer your demons. With us now to share his thoughts is Dana White, who knows a thing or two about marquee battles. Dana, thanks for being with us. How prepared can one be when going up against an opponent of this magnitude?
Yeah, thanks for having me. Listen, I'm a huge Eminem fan, but this is a tough one. This opponent is not someone you can prepare for. It's a tricky demon to conquer, even for someone as badass as Eminem.
Lewandowski have a shot, and Lewandowski score and break Leverkusen's hearts. They did it to themselves.
And here he is, the best footballer on the planet, Lewandowski, to make it 4-2 Bayern. The chase on for Thomas Müller. Hitting the byline, and Lewandowski!
It's Lewandowski!
I was 2 or 3 months injured and I couldn't play. I spoke with the doctor and he said, okay, you are ready, but you need 2-3 months more. When I got the information that the club don't want me anymore and I can go wherever I want, that was for me a situation when I had to choose. I had two ways to pick up and say, okay, I don't have chance anymore and looking for something new for in my life for me. And the second one was, okay, it doesn't matter what they say, I have to keep going, keep harder, playing harder, work harder, and I can show the club that they missed with my decision. And of course I choose this way and I'm
going. Robert Lewandowski, a penalty scoring machine, has done so again.
And they give me the time to coming back after my injury, and I knew that I have the time that to be for 100% against
and he squeezes it in.
And that's why.
For Bayern, Coman means business. And Coman in. And there's Lewandowski to score from close range, goal number 24.
Now it's all Bayern. Beautiful finish from Robert Lewandowski.
So Lewandowski, as I was saying a few minutes earlier, Lewandowski had some bad luck and some luck, but his family was always by his side. And let me talk about his mother. That was her great help for his son to become the dream of her husband, late husband. Sadly, he passed away in 2005. So, mother Ivona Lewandowska, both parties that share a good relationship together, and she is behind the success of the story we all know and love, Robert Lewandowski career, life story, his achievements as a goal scorer, one of the best goal scorers of all times, in my very personal opinion.
With all my favorite colors, yes, ma'am. I got all my favorite colors, right now. Are my sisters and my brothers, see them like no other. All my favorite colors. So good days for me, a good days for me, a good days to see my favorite.
He praises his own mother, Ivona, and Milena, his sister, that was also by his side in very hard times he went through. And, you know, family, when you have such a great family like Robert does have, you know, being a family man with Anna and both of his children, their children, Clara and Laura, such a young age. But Robert finds the time to spend a bit of time with his mother, not to let her feel alone getting older, because he acknowledges that his mother and his sister were there by his side when he needed them the most. And that is such a courteous and generous feeling. He portrays himself as an affectionate loving, caring brother and son, and a considerate husband as well, and father, of course, of the two young Clara and Laura, Lewandowski's daughters. And he's very committed to his wedding, to his marriage, and I think he's a very supportive husband, a very attentive, showing fondness. I will tell you a few things that he did during the COVID to help some people, him and his wife, and his awards coming up.
I'm on the other side where the baby blues birds fly and great clouds.
Lewandowski is now sky. A legend. He keeps doing it time after time after time. Robert Lewandowski to open his account for the season.
They sound like a hoop.
Lewandowski and Lucy Bronze named Players of the Year at the Best FIFA Football Awards. More to come. Unprecedented domination by two of the game's all-time greats, it has required something very special to break the duopoly of Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi. Robert Lewandowski provided just that. One of the world's finest players for several years, the 32-year-old, moved to another level across 2019-2020, inspiring Bayern Munich to a domestic and European clean sweep, and topping the scoring charts in both of Bundesliga and the UEFA Champions League. Now he has become the first attacker, besides the aforementioned Messi and Ronaldo, Cristiano Ronaldo, of course, not the Ronaldo phenomena, Brazilian, also amazing, to win FIFA's top award since Ronaldinho Gaúcho in 2005. So the awards this guy already has are numerous, are so fantastic, and just Google his name, Lewandowski, and you'll see the awards he's got already. But he hasn't got a few prizes, a few awards yet. So in 2020, Lewandowski won the Best FIFA Men's Player Award and the UEFA Men's Player of the Year Award. He has been named to the UEFA Team of the Year twice and the UEFA Champions League squad of the season three times, and it is the third highest goal scorer in the history. Are you listening? He is the third highest goal scorer in the history of the competition. He's nominated for Laureus Awards. His name, Robert Lewandowski, keeps coming up on Google top searches. Are you searching his name already? Do it. Just do it. Search his name, Robert Lewandowski. I urge you.
They can say what they want now. 'Cause we'll be screaming now. We can be heroes everywhere we go. We can have all that we ever want. Swinging like Ali, knocking out bodies, standing on top like a champion. Keep your silver.
So, keeping up the funny stories about him, curiosities, you know he's known by the Bicycle Man. Robert Lewandowski is a complete bike and motorcycle enthusiast. Despite having a professional football career, Lewandowski, Levy for the friends, for the family, Levy has not lost his motorcycle passion and has survived various accidents in the last 10 years. He was away from the stage for 3 months after an accident he had while driving his bicycle. He's now more careful than before. This is where we end Lewandowski's fun facts, but I have one that I told you about in the first minutes of this episode about this enthusiastic player. I will tell you about this guy in just a few minutes. I want to talk about his philanthropy, and you know that is interesting to me, and I love when a human being is there for other human beings. You know, he and his wife are so generous, and I thank them for that. I will tell you something about their philanthropic circumstances with UNICEF. In addition to his native Polish, Lewandowski also speaks English and German languages. In October 2017, the day after scoring to help Poland qualify for the 2018 World Cup, Lewandowski finished Bachelor of Physical Education, BPHAD, with coaching and management at the Academy of Sport Education in Warsaw, concluding a decade of studies. Besides being a successful, delightful player, such a seductive, captivating, alluring player, he went to school and finished his degree as Bachelor of Physical Education. As I said, he speaks German fluently, English with a few flaws. Who doesn't? I myself speak a little bit of this and that, but my native language, my native tongue language, is Portuguese. So I think this guy is amazing, don't you? such a tenacious, persistent man, thorough in his art of playing football. And he looks like an intelligent man, and he is an intelligent and a clever man. And, but not also, he's quite generous, as I told you before, with his work in UNICEF that I personally follow UNICEF, and I personally help UNICEF every month. And I sure hope everyone listening to this show can go to unicef.pt or .com and learn how they can help UNICEF, like Lewandowski and his wife do. And his wife Anna, Lewandowski and his wife Anna, have supported, donated and raised money for children, for various charitable organizations and for children throughout their career, including Children's Memorial Health Institute in Warsaw, for which they've raised more than 150,000 Polish coin currency during Anna's birthday party on 25th of August of 2018. So my brother has the same birthday date as Anna Lewandowska. So Lewandowski also donated 100,000 PLN, the Polish currency, of course, for the treatment of Cyprian Gavel, a three-year-old boy from hell, and helps raising hell. It's from the where this kid is, three-year-old boy is from, and helps raising funds for the Great Orchestra, a Christmas charity each year, donating his personal items or private meetings that are sold at online auctions. What a generous guy he is. He and his wife, of course.
And maybe because of this memoir, this situation, what happened in my life. But later I knew that I have to be open, like a person. And that's what happened when my daughter came. I am more open in person for what, for the other people. I am a stronger person, yeah, for sure.
When you started playing football at the clubs in Warsaw, there was a time when you weren't fit and they said,
I had two ways to pick up and say, okay, I don't have chance anymore, and looking for something new from in my life. And the second one was,
in March 2014, he was named UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador. In March 2020, Lewandowski and his wife Anna donated 1 million euros during the 2019-2020 coronavirus pandemic. Beside philanthropy, Lewandowski also invests primarily in startups, e-commerce and websites, mainly through Protos Venture Capital, a company of which he is a shareholder. He also owns Store9_, an agency specializing in marketing communications. He's everywhere. he signed a sponsorship with deal with Nike in 2013, and he was featured on the cover of the Polish edition EA Sports FIFA 15 video game alongside Lionel Messi, another amazing player, you all know that, and Lewandowski's ex-ghost celebration, arms crossed and index fingers pointing up, appears in FIFA 18. What will happen in the Ballon d'Or? Will he win or not? Maybe Mbappé will win. I'll talk about that in just a few minutes. But first, I want to talk about another subject. You know? Another subject. Did you know that Robert Lewandowski was past tense, the grandson of the none other, the worldwide famous, not famous for his goodwill, quite the contrary, unfortunately, sadly, but you know, we can't choose our family. His family is amazing. He is the grandson of Adolf Hitler's youngest sister, who was called Paula Hitler, Paula with a W, you know, Paula Hitler, and she died in the year of the 1960s. In the 60s, you know, Paula Hitler, the youngest sister of Adolf Hitler, is the grandmother of Robert Lewandowski.
I'm checking my vital signs, drawing my battle lines, going to war again. Feeling the rhythm inside of my chest, all I need is just a pen. I know I was born for this. I know I was born for this. Don't care for the critics, my words and life physics, a force that they can't stop. They just don't get it, I think they forget I'm not done till I'm on top. I know I was born for this. I know I was born for this. Who learn to love the pain? We come from different places, but have the same name. Cause we were born for this. We were born for this.
We know Robert Lewandowski was born for playing football the way he does, in such a quick, intelligent, energetic, motivated, pioneering almost, strong, with a strong desire to succeed as a footballer, to make his father and his mother proud, and his sister as well, and his own family with Anna and his two daughters. And I think he's making his fans so happy when he scores, and he scores, and he keeps scoring. He's a machine. And I love watching Robert Lewandowski play. And he already gave me a headache when he played against Real Madrid a few years back in Champions League. But I won't get to that. And because my team is Porto, officially FC Porto, but you know, Ballon d'Or, the awarding of the prize was cancelled in 2020, and the world's best players are again making their cases to claim the coveted individual honor after being cancelled in 2020. But the Ballon d'Or is back, definitely back, with the great and good of the football world again eyeing the biggest individual honor the game has to offer. Although the prize will not be handed out until December, and we're still in May, the month of May, so performances over the coming weeks will go a long way to deciding who will and won't be in contention to succeed 2019 winner Lionel Messi. The great Lionel Messi, with the season heading into its final couple of weeks before some major summer tournaments, the world's best players are beginning to come to the fore. Let's see who's in the top five to win the Ballon d'Or. And I'm rooting for this guy, for Robert Lewandowski. I wanted him to win. So in the fifth place, with 28 goals, 9 assists, won Copa del Rey in 2021, is Lionel Messi from Barcelona. And Ruben Dias in the fourth place for Manchester City. And 2021, 1 goal, 17 clean sheets, 1 Premier League and Carabao Cup. Third place is our man, is our guy, Robert Lewandowski, Bayern Munich. 30 goals, 4 assists, 1 Bundesliga and Club World Cup. A memorable week for Lewandowski, who remains very much in the race to win the prize. Almost certainly would have taken home had it been awarded in 2020. The Poland international is now level with Gerard Müller for the most goals scored in a single Bundesliga campaign, 40 in total, and has this weekend's clash against Augsburg left to take the record for himself. It was, I think, the last weekend, I think. Kevin De Bruyne, Manchester City, second place, with 8 goals, 7 assists, 1 Premier League, Carabao Cup, and first place, the favorite to win, Paris Saint-Germain, Kylian Mbappé, first place, 26 goals, 3 assists, 1 trophy, des champions. Mbappé, I like this guy. But I'm rooting, you all know, for whom? Robert Lewandowski. He should have won in 2020. And come on. I was so happy when Real Madrid, Luka Modric won, because I love Luka Modric, and you can expect an episode about Luka Modric, because he's such an interesting figure. But I'm rooting now for Robert Lewandowski. The award Ballon d'Or in 2020 was snatched from his hands, unfortunately and unfairly, I may add. I share a fondness for this guy, for this guy's history in football, and his lifestyle, and his own life as a man who had a tough time and bad luck. But he had a few angels in his life that brought him to our TV, to our eyes, to our pitches, our fields, allow us to watch him play, to do miracles. And, you know, when he scores 9 goals in 5 minutes or 5 goals in 9 minutes, whatever, he does that. I watched him in Champions League score 4 goals to Real Madrid, and I was cheering up for Real Madrid at that time, and I suffered a lot because of this guy, Robert Lewandowski. Four.
It's all Bayern. Beautiful finish from Robert Lewandowski.
He was on a super skill into the penalty area. He's still weaving it, and he's put it on a plate for Lewandowski. Bayern have got a goal back.
Lewandowski with a little flick, and here's Goretzka.
This is Silvia Dos Santos. I hope you enjoyed as much as I did. I know I was away for a few weeks since Christmas. I know that. But, you know, less quantity, better quality. I do these episodes with all of my heart, and you know that. You, the follower of my social media, etc. My website, silviadosantos.net, and on my website is all the info you need to my Instagram, Facebook page, Twitter page, YouTube, TikTok, you name it, I got it. Tumblr, you know. So, this guy,
Robert Lewandowski pounces,
was the star for today's episode. Again, I'm Silvia Dos Santos, your host, and this was a tribute to one of the best players of football, of soccer world, you know, Robert Lewandowski, ladies and gentlemen. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening.
And that brings him a little closer. Alaba curls the ball in. It goes past everybody. There's